بالله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, so we start inshallah with our discussion of أشراط الساعة, the signs of the doom's hour and the signs of the hour, and we rely in our discussion on this book by Yusuf al-Wabil, Yusuf Abdullah al-Wabil, which covers the first part of it. It covers the minor signs of the doom's hour, and then it covers the major signs. And we'll be more interested in the minor signs because there are so many of them, and usually books which discuss the signs of the hour, they deal with the major signs and not as much with the minor ones. This book has an introduction that we go over it quickly, and sometimes in some parts of it in more detail. It has several, the introduction has several sections. The first one discusses the importance of believing in the last day and how does this affect the behavior of the person. And the second is about the names of the last day, and the third is about the evidence contained in Khabar al-Ahad, or the hadith of narrated by Ahad, and we'll discuss this when we get to it inshallah. And the fourth is about that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has foretold about some future event that would take place. And the fifth is about the knowledge of as-sa'ah, or the doom's hour. And the sixth is about that it is very close, the closeness of the sa'ah. So the first one is about the importance of belief in the last day and its influence on the person's behavior. Belief in the last day, of course, is one of the six items of belief, as we know in the hadith of Jibreel, or in the ayat actually of the Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this with the other items of belief, like the ayah in which Allah says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, etc. So righteousness is not to turn your faces to the east or west, but righteousness is that one would believe in Allah and the last day, to the rest of this ayah. So it mentions first believing in Allah and the last day. ذَلِكُمْ يُعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. This is something. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. No. سورة الطلاق. ذلك يعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, which means this reminder is for those who believe in Allah and the last day, and so on. There are many ayat. There are some ayat which mention these six items of belief and saying that believe is in Surah Nisa, that whoever, in Surah Nisa, it says that and whoever does not believe in Allah and last day and Allah and his books and his messengers and his and the last day, then فَنَاللَّهُ عَدَّ الْكَفِيَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, or something like that, so that Allah has prepared for the disbelievers a great punishment, and so on. So this is in the Quran and the hadith. We know, for example, the hadith in which the hadith of Jibreel, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him about Islam and Iman and the signs of the hour and so on, Ihsan and the signs of the hour, and he told him Iman is to believe in Allah and the last day, Allah and his books and his angels, his messengers, the last day, and the Qadr. Qadr, khayr wa shar. So he included also the last, believing in the last day, as one of the items of belief, and so on. So there are many pieces of evidence in the Quran and Sunnah which emphasize the importance of belief in the last day. And as we know, the signs of the hour mean the signs of the approach of the doom's hour, which is the beginning of the last day. So believing in them and knowing them is part of our overall belief in the last day. And that is, so they are part of this important belief that is required from us. The reason that, you know, it is, or some among the reasons that it's so important to believe in the last day, or that the Quran emphasized belief in the last day, is that many other people from other religions, like the Christians, the Jews, and so on, they had wrong and false belief about the last day. So even though they believed in it to some degree, but their belief in it was deviant, was wrong. And another reason is that the mushrikeen, the idol worship at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jahili people, they refused to believe in it, and they always questioned the possibility: how could Allah Azza wa Jal create us after we have turned into dust? إِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَتُرَابًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, etc. There are so many ayat in which they, what is it that they questioned? They said, if after we turn into dust and bones, are we going to be resurrected into a new creation, and so on. So people, many peoples had the wrong belief in the last day, and Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to clarify this belief and to emphasize it to the people. He wanted to remind us of His great adl, or justice, that He would not, you know, let people harm others, for example, or be good to others in this life, and then that's it, that's the end of it. There is no punishment or reward for what they did. And also to make us believe in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah's wisdom, that He doesn't create things futilely and without reason, that He created this world and then He neglected it and He forgot about it. No, Allah Azza wa Jalla created it, He cares about it, which means He watches over it, He created it for a wise, for a precise reason, and not without a reason. So this demonstrates believing in the last day reflects belief in the wisdom and justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has such a belief, then he takes heed, of course. He becomes careful as to what he does. When we know that this trip that we are undergoing is not going to last for too long and that it will come to an end, then we try our best to get our zad, our provision needed for this trip, and whatever benefits we can gain out of this trip till for the place where we are going. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take provision, for the best of provisions is taqwa, is piety. So by believing in the last day and believing in the closeness of the last day, believing in the seeing and observing, noticing some of the signs of the last day, so that will also remind us more of the approach of this great day, that would enable us to, or remind us to get ready, to be prepared for this great day, where we will be questioned about what we have done, will remind us about the importance and heftiness of the trust that we are carrying and that we are supposed to deliver as good and as intact as possible. Okay, so this is some of the wisdom of the last day. Maybe that's, yeah, we can break for a couple of minutes if. So as for those who disbelieve in the last day, of course they lose such the benefit that he described for the believers, as is mentioned here. أما الذي يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وما فيه من حساب وجزاء فهو يحاول جهدا أن يحقق مآربه في الحياة الدنيا لاهثا وراء متاعها متكالبا على جميع. As for the one who does not believe in Allah or the last day, then and whatever judgment and punishment and so on there will take place in it, then he tries, this such a person will try his best to fulfill his pleasures in this life, running after its worthless possessions and fighting over collecting it. مَنَّاعَ لِلْخَيْرِ أَنْ يَصِلَ لِلنَّاسِ عَنْ طَرِيقِهِ, forbidding good to reach people from his way. قَدْ جَعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّهِ, he makes this life to be the greatest concern, his greatest concern. فَهُوَ يَقِيسُ الْأُمُورَ بِمَنْفَعَتِهِ الْخَاصَةِ, so he measures matters according to how much benefit, worldly benefit of course, it gives him, without worrying about others, without caring about the people, people of his kind, that is, except in as much as that would benefit him personally. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, because he does not consider that there will be a resurrection, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, بَلْ يُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ يَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهِ يَسْأَلُ عَيَّنَا يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, which means rather the human being wants to make a lot of evil in front of him, which means in his future life, so he keeps asking, when is the day of resurrection going to take place? This is the jahili belief or understanding regarding the last day. They used to kill and steal and do highway robbery because they did not believe in the resurrection and the last day, as Allah Azza wa Jal described them. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, they said this is our last, it's only our worldly life and we will not be resurrected. And those who this is the way of the mushrikeen, of the people of the jahiliyyah. As for the other type of people who are like the people of the book who had the deviant belief in the last day, for example the Jews, they knew that there's the last day, but they knew that for their disobedience and deviation they will not find better than what is in this life, so they wished that this life would be elongated for them as much as possible, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says about them, وَلِتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, you'll find them the most people caring about long living, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and even more than those who disbelieve, who have shirk, who join, that is the people of jahiliyyah, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُوا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, One of them, the Jews, would wish to live 1,000 years. And وَمَا هُوَ مِزَحْزِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرْ, and that would not move him the least bit from the punishment if he lived that long. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. So the mushrik does not expect to be resurrected, so he loves long life because this is where he will get his pleasure according to his belief. And the Jew, he knows what to expect of punishment. مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخِزِي بِمَا صَنَعَ بِمَا عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, because of the knowledge that he did not fulfill or obey and work according to in this life. So such people, هَذَا الْجِزُ وَمَا شَكَلَهُمْ شَرُّ النَّاسِ, they are the worst of people. فَيَنْتَشِرُ بَيْنَهُمُ الْجَشَعُ وَالطَّمَعُ وَقَهْرُ الشُّعُوبِ وَاسْتِعْبَادُهُمْ وَسَلْبُ ثَرْوَاتِهِمْ وَحِرْصًا مِنْهُمْ عَلَى التَّمَتُّعِ بِلَذَّاتِ الْحَيَاةِ وَلِهَذَا يَظْهَرُ بَيْنَهُمُ الْإِنْحِلَالُ الْخُلُقِيُّ وَالسُّلُوكُ الْبَهِيمِيُّ. So these people are the worst in behavior. You'll find them that the worst in all matters. They are greedy, they are stingy, they are oppressive to people, they like to rub away their wealth and so on so that they can acquire or attain as much of the worldly pleasures as they can. So Islam, as we said earlier, has made it, or Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it important, or has emphasized the importance of the last day and believing in it by different manners. And some of the examples in that regard which are mentioned here is that Allah emphasized the first creation as an example of the last creation. So he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. O people, if you have doubt about the resurrection, then remember, which means that we have created you from dust, then a sperm, then a clot, then a chewed piece of flesh, which is formed and unformed, and so on. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يَحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يَحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That the human being gave us an example, and he forgot his creation. He said, who can create bones after they are rotten or lost? So say, the one who created them the first time can recreate them, of course. الذي أنشأ أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. And he is knowledgeable about all creation. Another thing that Allah points to us is that the earth, which we see to be dead, life comes out of it. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. You see that the earth is hamida, which means like solid, barren, and you know, like not moving. And then when the water comes to it, it shakes and it grows. What of it? وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ, and gives all sorts of delightful pairs of plantation, that is. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. That is because, or that shows you that Allah is al-haq, the truth, and that He gives life to the dead. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, and that He is capable of everything. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and that the hour is coming, no doubt about it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, and that He resurrects those who are in the graves. So you see that from the example of the earth, which is dead, it gives life with such different and delightful colors. Allah tells us that this is how Allah brings the life from the dead, from the dead things. Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us how He created great things, and that He is capable of creating others as well and similarly. أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم وهو الخلاق العليم. Isn't the one who created the heavens and the earth capable of creating what is similar to them? And He is الخلاق, the one who creates one creation after another, who is capable of creating continuously. العليم, the knowing. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا يقول له كن فيكون. His command is only when He wills something, is to say to it, to command it be, and it is. So all of these and others are ways or proofs that Allah uses to tell us that it is the day, the last day, the creation, the resurrection is imminent, and it is, there is no doubt about it, that it is coming, and so that the belief in it will be stronger in our hearts. And as we said, the signs that indicate the approach of this are just things that will help our belief and make it stronger and more certain, as when you are, you know, like you are traveling on the highway, and you know that you are going towards a big city, for example, and then before you start approaching it, you start seeing, first you see open lands, barren lands, or deserts, or trees and forests and so on. But gradually you start seeing, a house here, a house there, then you see a few houses here, a few houses there, then more and more. So these are like the signs of the approach of the city. So similarly, for the last day, there are signs which tell us, indicate to us that we are approaching this day, and of course, as we come closer to it, these signs become either more numerous, you see more of them, or they become more visible, more clear, like in the case of the doom's hour. You start seeing more and more of the little signs of the doom's hour, and then afterwards you start seeing the major signs of the doom's hour. Like you are approaching the city first, you see houses here and there, then you start seeing little town here, little town there, like the suburbs of this large city. Okay, so this is in regard to the importance of belief in the last day, and therefore its signs, the belief in its signs. The names of the last day, and this is a very brief chapter here. He says that of the names of the, in addition to mentioning the signs of the last day or of the doom's hour, there have been mention of its various names in the Quran, and each one of the names indicates or emphasizes an aspect of this last day. The first is as-sa'a, the hour. Inna as-sa'ata la'atiyatun la rayba fiha. Inna as-sa'ata la'atiyatun la rayba fiha, which means the hour is coming, there is no doubt about it. It chooses the hour, and the hour usually and most commonly in the Quran, when it's used in the Quran, it means the doom's hour, which means the time when the Israfil, the angel who is carrying the trumpet or the horn, he is, when he blows into it, so that everything is destroyed. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Which means when the horn is blown, and every thing on the heavens and earth dies. That is the first blow. So that's the doom's hour, which means when doom comes to everything, and when Allah Azza wa Jalla destroys the heavens and earth and changes them into another creation, we ask Allah to the well-being of the prior and after effects of that. So the doom's hour is as-sa'a, and also as-sa'a sometimes refers to the day of judgment as a whole, because including the resurrection or what happens after the dooms, because after the doom's hour there will be the second blow when everyone will be resurrected. So it is like a period of time. Sa'a means an elapsed period of time, and that is another period of time that will take place and everybody will be resurrected. It is also called Yawm al-Ba'ath, the day of resurrection. قالت الله سبحانه وتعالى said, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. When people are resurrected and they ask each other how long we stayed, so they are answered, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ, or some of them answer the others, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ. You have stayed, which means on earth or underground or whatever, until the day of resurrection. So this is the day of resurrection that you were denying. فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. So this is the day of resurrection. It is also called the day of al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of standing, from Qama Yaqum, which means rise, the day of rising. It means either the same as the resurrection, which means people are resurrected, they get out, they rise from the earth, or it means also the one day people, يَوَا يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, when the people stand before the Lord of the peoples. Okay, when they stand up for the judgment. So it is the day of Qiyamah. It is Yawm al-Din, the day of reckoning, or the day of Hisab, that is same meaning as Hisab Deen. Allah Azza wa Jalla says Maliki Yawm al-Din, Surah Al-Fatiha, the day, the honor of the day of Deen, of reckoning or of judgment, reckoning. No, Deen here means Hisab. Yeah, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the day of reckoning. And it is called يوم الحساب. هذا ما توعدون اليوم الحساب, which is the same meaning. This is what you have been promised for the day of حساب, the day of reckoning. And it is called the day of حسرة, the day of regret. And of course حسرة is for those, for the majority of people, because they will be regretting what they had done before, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Not most people, even though you like it or you wish for it to be, not most of them are believers, which means the majority of them are disbelievers. So the majority of them will be regretting what they did before. So it is called the day of Hasra because of that. The day وَأَنْدِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, and warn them about the day of Hasra, the day of regret. It's called الدار الآخرة, the later or the last life or the last abode, the last abode, الدار الآخرة. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, which means, indeed, the last abode is the true life if they only knew it. And it's called the day of calling, يوم التناد. إني أخاف عليكم يوم التناد, I am afraid for you about from the day of تناد, of calling, when people are announcing, you know, when the names are announced, like somebody is called forward, come forward, and then another person is called forward, or when the people call each other also, like ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفون بسيماهم, etc. When the people, different groups of people, call each other and ask them about things that happened, why did they do this or why didn't they do that, or wouldn't they do this and wouldn't they do that. So it is the day of Tanad, of calling. People will be calling each other, and the people in general will be called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يوم التناد. It is دار القرار. Dal Qarar means the abode of settlement, the dwelling of settlement, which means it is a final thing. Things will not change anymore after this. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ, and indeed the hereafter, al-akhirah, is دار القرار, the dwelling of settlement, the dwelling, the abode of settlement. يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, it is the day of settlement in the different mean sense. Now settlement means, you know, to settle down, and settlement means to settle the you know, the problems between people, or things like that, like in at arbitration. So yeah, it is called يوم الفصل, the day of arbitration or the day of settlement in this sense, which means as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, هذا يوم الفصل الذي كنتم به تكذبون, this is the day of arbitration about which you or which you were denying. It is called يوم الجمع, the day of collecting or crowding, gathering people. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَتُنذِرُ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, وَتُنذِرُ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, and you warn about the day of gathering, there is no doubt about it. It is the day when everybody will be there together. It is the day of Hashr, the day of Hashr, when people will be crowded together before Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can say, okay, I'm sorry, today I have an appointment, I cannot be there, I have an important business, I am sick, I am weak, I am etc. No excuses. Everybody will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all together from the beginning of humanity to the end, without any exception. So that's why it is the day of يوم الجمع, the day of جمع, the day of gathering. It is the day يوم الوعيد, the day of warning, which means the day which has been warned about, يوم الوعيد. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ, the horn was blown And here it is, the day of that was warned about, the day of the warnings. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ثَالِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ, which means this happens immediately, as we said before, that after the second blow, the people are up and they are they find themselves in the hereafter. It is called the يوم الخلود, the day of eternity or eternal life, and that is similar to Dar al-Qarar. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Udkhuluha bi salam in dhalika yawm al-khulud." Enter it with peace. This is the day of eternity or eternal living. Now, khulud is a praised thing, of course, for a person, or a good quality for a person to be able to be in khulud. But for the so that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions it in regard to the believer.
As for the disbelievers, they will abide permanently and eternally in the hellfire. But to them, it is not a kind of eternal life. It is it's eternal torture and punishment. And they would always wish that they will die, and they will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give them death. But and they like Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, وَنَادَى يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, they call out to Malik, the angel in charge of the fire. He said, "Oh Malik, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, let your Lord destroy us, kill us, finish us." قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ, he said, "No, you are staying." قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ, so they are staying, but they are staying in torture and pain and regret. So it is called Yawm al-Khulud, it is called Yawm al-Khuruj, the day of Khuruj, which means of exiting from under the earth to meet their Lord, to meet judged. As Allah says, يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, when they will hear the call with truth, which means the call that is the blow of the horn. They will all hear it and they will all get out, exit from the earth or wherever their graves are to for the resurrection. So it is this call, they will hear it with truth, بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج, that is the day of exiting. And it's called الواقعه, the great happening, الواقعه. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إذا وقعت الواقعة, when the great happening takes place. And it is called الحاقة. ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة, الحاقة means the day which will happen with truth and reality. الحاقة, which will establish the truth also, where the true judgment will take place. الحاقة ما الحاقة. And it's called الطامة الكبرى, the overwhelming problem or pain or something like that. الطامة الكبرى, فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى, when the human being, when the طامة الكبرى, the overwhelming طامة comes from طامة, which means overwhelms or overwhelms or covers, makes something sink down under it. So it means the overwhelming great thing. It overwhelms people in a painful or fearful manner. And so فَإِذَا جَالَ طَمَ الْكُبْرَ, when the great overwhelming one or day comes, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, on that day the human being will remember what he has done in the past. And it's called Al-Azifa, which means the one which has approached or has come, which will come for sure. Al-Azifa, the Azifa Waqt, which means the time has come or has approached. So the approaching day, when the approaching day, the definitely approaching day, when it arrives, that is the day of judgment. This is Al-Azifa. Al-Qari'ah, which means the one which knocks people or shakes them in a severe way. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة. So also same meaning that it is the shaking of that day. So as you see, each one of these layers, الحشر, yeah, الحشر, الصاخة, فإذا جاءت الصاخة, الحشر يوم الحشر يوم المنشدس. So what we are, the names, all the different names of the day of the hereafter relate to some incidents, so some of the incidents that are derived from the incidents that take place on that great day, from those, some of those great incidents, like you know what we mentioned, the day of Hasra or Asakha, when a person will be running away from his father, from his daughter, from his children, away from his mother, min akhi wa min wa'ali wa sahibati wa bani. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from the worries and from the great terror that takes place on that day, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, the day of reckoning, the day of regret, the day of gathering, the day of hisab, the day of eternity, and so on, the day of exiting, and so on. Okay, so this was the second part of our discussion. As we said, this discussion of Ashrat al-Sa'ah, the signs of the Doom's Hour, and it has an introduction which is divided into several chapters.
Not because of what Allah Azza wa Jal has taught him, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, عالم الغيب فلا يطلع على غيب أحد إلا من ارتضى من رسول فإنه يسلك بين يديه ومن خلفه رصدا, which means the knower of الغيب, he would not let anyone into his knowledge of غيب except whomever he was of messengers, and then after that, even then, he would make a strong protection so that nobody will take the knowledge without permission. So, no? So, and the hadith that tell us how Allah Azza wa Jal has taught the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the incidents of the future are very numerous. All our discussion of the signs of the last day are from that kind. But here in general, so they reach the level of tawatur in meaning that the Prophet ﷺ has been told by Allah Azza wa Jal about many things that will take place in the future, and many of them have been witnessed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and by the scholars of Islam afterwards, and they saw that this is indeed what they were told will happen. So an important example which gives this idea or clears this idea is the hadith of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. He said, لقد خطبنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما ترك فيها شيئا إلى قيام الساعة إلا ذكره, which means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us a khutbah once, and he did not leave off anything that will happen until the ساعة, قيام الساعة, until the doom's hour, but he mentioned it. علمه من علمه وجهله من جهله, whoever knew it, knew it, and whoever did not, which means forget it or ignored it or did not know it, did not understand it or something like that. Of course, this doesn't mean everything like, you know, what bird will lay which egg in which town, and how long it will take to crack, and so on. This is not what it means. It means that every important thing that will happen till the doom's hour, he told them about. Otherwise, he would have to tell them about everything in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن أول ما خلق الله عز وجل القلم فقال له اكتب قال ما اكتب قال اكتب ما يكون إلى يوم القيامة أو ما هو كان إلى يوم القيامة. The first thing that Allah created was the قلم, the pen. And he commanded him, he said, write. He said, he asked, what should I write? He said, write everything that will happen until the day of resurrection. So everything means every little and big thing without exception, and that in Lawh al-Mahfuz has been recorded. But as for what the Prophet ﷺ told the people, he told them about the important incidents that will take place until the day of judgment, from his time to the day of judgment. And in some of the reports by Hudhayfa and others of the Sahaba, that he spoke to them, he started what, in the time of Duha or Zuhr, something like that, early in the day. And then they broke for prayer, he stopped, then he continued until the next prayer, and then he went up and he took prayer, and then he went up and continued, and then until the next prayer, so until the evening. So the whole day it was, he was telling them about the things that will happen. So here he says it in brief. He says, he gave us a khutbah in which he did not leave off anything until the sa'ah, the hour, but he mentioned it. عَلِيمَهُ مَنْ عَلِيمَهُ, whoever knows it, knew it, remember it, that is what جَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ, and whoever forget it. إِن كُنْتُ لَأُرَى الشَّيْءَ أَوْ لَأَرَى الشَّيْءَ قَدْ نَسِيتُ. And even for me, he says, I would see something that I forget about. Because of how many things the Prophet ﷺ told them, even he, Huzaifa, who is the Sahabi, the single Sahabi who has recorded for us most of the things related to the fitan, to what will happen in the future, he forgot many things. But he says, I would see something that I had forgotten. فَأَعْرِفُهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُ الرَّجُلَ الرَّجُلَ رَجُلُ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا غَابَ عَنْهُ فَرَأَهُ فَعَرَفَهُ. I would, you know, like when you see somebody, when you meet somebody and you go away and you try to remember how he looks, you wouldn't remember sometimes. But if you see him again, you remember immediately who he is and where you met him and so on. So that's how Hudhayfa is describing. He's saying, when I see something take place, I would know it like a man would know another man that he departed from him, and then he saw him and he recognized him. So that is how he would recognize the incidents that take place as indications of the doom's hour. إن كنت لأرى الشيء قد نسيته فأعرفه كما يعرف الرجل الرجل إذا غاب عنه فرآه فعرفه. وقال also حذيفة رضي الله عنه, this is a Sahih Bukhari, this hadith, and also Sahih Muslim. He also said رضي الله عنه, أخبرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو كائن إلى أن تقوم الساعة, فما منه شيء إلا قد سألته, إلا أنه لم أسأله ما يخرج أهل المدينة من المدينة, ما يخرج أهل المدينة من المدينة. This is a Sahih Muslim. He says, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم informed me about what will take place until the hour. And there's nothing but I asked him about. Similarly, nothing you have to realize or understand that it means of the important and major things that take place. But I did not ask him what is the thing that will make the people of Medina leave Al-Medina. Which means that, which tells us that he told him that the people of Medina will leave Al-Medina at some point in the future. There will be something that will cause them to leave Al-Medina. And that could be, I mean, there's a hadith that we will be coming to it, actually, from the three sheikhs, right? فيخرج منها كل مؤمن وكل منافق.
This is when the Dajjal comes outside the Medina.
Yeah.
The earth will shake, but the people, the believers in the Medina will stay in the Medina.
But everybody else will leave.
Yeah,
another one.
Right. So it could be that another hadith says that everybody will leave from Medina.
It could be because the Medina will be inhabited by.
By the Wahush. Yeah. By the. That's towards the end of time, yeah. after Messiah and after. Okay, and this, as we said, this was not specific to Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a khutbah for a full day to tell the people what will happen in the in the future times. Abu Zayd Amr ibn Akhtab al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said, صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفجر. This is the hadith I was referring to. وصعد المنبر. He prayed with us فجر. And then he stood on منبر. He mounted the منبر. فخطبنا حتى حضرت الظهر. And he gave us خطبة until the time of ظهر. فنزل فصلى. He went down and prayed. ثم صعد المنبر. Then he went up on the منبر. فخطبنا حتى حضرت العصر. And he gave us خطبة until the عصر time. ثم نزل. Then he went down and prayed, and then he went up until Maghrib, until the sun set, and then he told us فأخبرنا بما كان وبما هو كائن. So he told us about what happened and what will happen. فأعلمنا أحفظنا. So the one who knows most about this among us is the one who remembered the most. And also Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, this is a Muslim. And Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu also said, Wallahi inni la'alamu al-nasi bi kulli fitnatin ya ka'inatu fi baini wa baini al-sa'ah. By Allah, I am the one who knows most among people about every fitna, about every trial or turmoil that will take place from now till the hour. وَمَا بِي إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَسَرَّ إِلَيَّ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يُحَدِّثُ غَيْرِي. And it's only because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told me privately about it, things that he did not tell anybody else. وَمَا بِي, no, he says, it's not that he told me privately things that he did not tell others, but وَلَكِنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ وَيُحَدِّثُ مَجْلِسًا أَنَا فِيهَا عَنِ الْفِتَنِ. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يعد الفتن منهن ثلاث لا يكدن يذرن شيئا. So it is that he told us when he was sitting in a sitting when every people that is was there, and he was counting the fitan, the turmoils, and he said there will be three that would almost not leave anything. ومنهن فتن كرياح الصيف. And among them there will be fitan like the winds of the summer wind, and there are small and there are bigger fitans. So Hudhayfa says, فَذَهَبَ أُولَٰئِكَ الرَّهْتُ كُلُّهُمْ غَيْرِي, which means all these people that were sitting and listening to the Prophet ﷺ, they are all gone except myself. That is, they are all dead. So this is these are some of the ahadith that tell us that the Prophet ﷺ has told the Sahaba about what will happen in the future times. And much of it, or maybe all of it, is recorded for us from the Sahaba, transmitted and recorded in the books of Hadith. And that is what we will be going over, inshaAllah, in the future weeks, to cover every time a little bit of what will happen in the last day, or as signs of the last day. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.